The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We should be joined in about 20 minutes by Demore Smith, former executive director of the NFLPA, longtime friend of the show. And you'll have a chance to win Wizards tickets coming up at 9:45 as they take on Charlotte December 19th.
I hope D was calling me during that segment, and I can't answer the phone when we're doing a segment. Unless it's, you know, I mean, if it was a family, I probably would have. But and then Drab and Mar disappeared. I assume they're picking them up. So I heard there's a rumor there's breakfast downstairs.
Yeah, dude, Drab and Mar have been gone for 30 minutes.
Oh, so they must be having like omelets made or something.
They're just pigging out.
That must be the case. All right, so we'll see them, I'm guessing, soon. At some point.
And I can't leave my post.
You can't.
Yeah, you can't leave your post. No, I texted them.
You're like the last sentry defending a fort or fortress. You can't leave your post, Valdez. Can't do that.
And that breakfast will be gone by the time it's 10 o'clock.
So gone.
Yeah, now, okay. All right. So D says, D's going to do 9:25. All right. I think they must be pigging out.
They've literally disappeared for 30 minutes.
Yeah. They didn't tell you where they were going?
I think they mentioned it, but the breakfast started at 9. They've been gone since 8:30.
They're probably lined up, getting served as
That's
we speak.
The thing. There's probably a line.
There's a line. 100%.
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
Time now for the entertainment page. That's driven by BMW of Fairfax.
I have the read, Cakes.
You do. This is shocking news.
Yeah. BMW Fairfax is DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the top dog over there now. The new general manager. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. They've got everything you want. My buddy just got the i7. Absolutely loves it. Of course, I got the X5, which I like, but someone did key it. I mean, who keys a car in 2024?
Losers.
Degenerates.
What kind of douche are you?
Scumbags.
I mean, it's just crazy. All right. Bunch going on, Cakes. What is going on with Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox?
I don't know any of the latest.
They just announced a few weeks ago that she was pregnant again.
Okay.
I think she has like 3 kids with Brian Austin Green.
Okay, yeah.
And then she announced she was pregnant, presumably with Machine Gun Kelly, and now I guess they're Dunsky.
They're breaking up?
Breaking up.
Are they married? They're not married, are they?
I don't think they're married.
Maybe they're engaged. I guess in January of 2022, they announced that they were engaged. But remember, they got in a fight like after the Grammys in 2023. There were some allegations maybe that he was tagging his guitar player. I mean, there was all this craziness going on. So I don't know. Is she still going to have the baby? Like, what's going on with all that, Cakes?
I'm sure I know. I'm okay. sure I know the inner workings of
all right.
MGK and
I assume
Megan
she's going to have the baby.
Yeah, I guess. Updating
you don't know his real name. You used to fancy yourself an expert when it came to, like, rappers' real names.
Yeah, no, it's
Machine
it's
Gun
like,
Kelly's real name.
It's something like Corson.
Is Kelly, man, you're really close. Is Kelly his last name?
It is not. His real name is Colson Baker.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
yeah.
close.
Yeah, yeah.
You're off by one letter.
How
come he didn't just go Machine Gun Colson?
Because it doesn't sound as good as Machine Gun Kelly.
Doesn't sound nearly
well, if
as
he
good.
Was Machine Gun Colson the whole time and you didn't know he was Kelly, you'd say, yeah, he's silly.
I don't know. Machine Gun Kelly's got a good ring to it.
I hate to keep giving this story life because it is just kind of despicable, but the Mangione kid that shot the healthcare worker. First of all,
you saw the video yesterday of him getting out of the vehicle.
Yeah.
He was kind of
just ranting.
Stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ranting.
He just lost it.
Yeah. I mean, he seems to be a guy. You know, he was big into mushrooms and psychedelics. And some people are saying, I know you guys that are like love drugs all the time think it's no big deal, but there are side effects. And sometimes you can kind of go cuckoo.
I like mushrooms with pepperoni on top of a pizza, but not the psychedelic
supposedly
version.
He was using psychedelics to help with his back pain. That's what the narrative is. I don't know if it's true. But.
Did you see the Daily Mail story that they said he had a lot of sexual frustration?
Because I mentioned that because of the back. So he thought, yeah.
His back injury?
He wouldn't be able to have an intimate relationship with a woman because of his back pain. I don't know. Who knows? He looked healthy enough to hit skins to me when I saw him. I mean, it ain't that hard. I know guys in wheelchairs to hit skins.
I mean, he did get on a bike and speed away.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
how busted up could his back be?
Again, we saw the picture of him with 100 abs. A couple, you know, from that can't be that long ago.
It can't be good for your back to sit on a bus from New York to Altoona.
No, probably not.
So, and it's so disgusting, all the people that are like, they're just like enamored with his good looks.
Well,
yeah.
You know,
they're
calling him a hero.
Every one of them,
they're all
losers.
Yeah. I mean, some of them, honestly, they're like journalists, professors. There's a professor from Penn.
Yeah.
Who said it was like the highlight of her day or was an honor or something.
She should be fired.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I believe that for free speech, you say whatever you want, but I mean, there are consequences to saying things like that.
Did you see the stand-up that the reporter tried to do at Gilman School, where he went to high school? And I guess the people that run Gilman School were like, no, we're not gonna have
check.
No. So they had one of the landscapers with the leaf blower, the gas-powered leaf blower, standing 1 foot behind her as she's trying to do like the setup. And it's just like, trying to do her, you know, her news piece.
Think about all the innocent people caught up in this, right? And it's just like terrible. The story that is out there is that he allegedly was thinking of a variety of different ways to make this thing happen. He was thinking about like dropping a bomb.
Dropping a bomb on the guy?
Yeah. And he decided, I guess you could give him a 1/100th of credit. It would kill too many innocents.
Right.
That guy's not innocent.
We're crediting him for only killing one person?
Only killing one person. But he had a variety of different things.
He probably had a plan that he was going to go after more people.
Maybe he was going to try to be like the Unabomber.
It actually would have been better
is that what they call the guy? Unabomber?
Yeah, Unabomber.
Now, I'm not advocating
he
kill
over
anybody,
20 years.
But the best case scenario would have him
blow
himself up.
I knew you were
and the target, and then he's gone too.
He was going to try and hide out. He had like $10,000 of cash on him. I think he was going to hide out, wait a few weeks. Now it was just going to. It's a nationwide manhunt, so I don't think he could have done that. But I think he probably would have targeted somebody else.
Now
the industry
sounds like you going to the Atlantis, $10,000 in cash on you.
Right.
Get ready to play at the tables.
And leaving it there.
Yeah. Most likely.
Now I'm gonna give you a controversial hypothetical.
I love hypotheticals.
Well,
we don't do them nearly enough. That's how we can do part of the altcast. We can do like
hypotheticals.
Junk's hypotheticals.
Right. Play Monopoly.
Perfect.
Anything. So I'm about ready to hit my approach into the first hole yesterday. This is when it happened. I have to give you the thing. And Tom all of a sudden throws me for a loop. Because we're talking about the Mangione kid.
Your buddy Tom.
Yeah. And he goes, you know that everyone has had this conversation. I know you guys have all had this conversation amongst yourselves.
Yes.
He goes, you know the parents, the kid was missing. They knew he had a lot of these. You know, when they saw that,
they knew it was him right away.
Now, there is no reason. I believe this could be true. They may have reported him. I have no idea. Right. Maybe that's how they got onto him. Yeah. But let's just say they didn't.
Yeah, we don't know.
Tom goes to me. He goes, would you report your kid? And I'm being just completely honest with you. It would be hard for me to report my kid.
It would be hard.
It would be hard for me to do it.
You definitely
and maybe
would
after a few days, maybe I would. But I'm going to tell you right now, it would be, and I know no one's going to like that answer. It would be hard for me to report my own kid.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
So I'm not even going to smash the parents for
not. I wonder. I mean, look, his face was out there pretty much immediately. I wonder if, maybe not the parents, but I wonder if a cousin or an uncle.
Yeah, he had so many relatives. He had a billion relatives.
There's a billion Mangione's in Baltimore.
All of Baltimore knew
the
family.
I wonder if any of them
recognized
him and told the cops.
That's
Luigi.
Maybe somebody did, but.
It's not so much about recognizing him. It's that the family knew that couldn't get a hold of him for months at a time. So they knew he was kind of a loose cannon.
Yeah, all of that.
And the photos came out from the McDonald's. What did him in, I think, at that particular time, was that he was wearing the mask and a stocking cap. So the only thing you could see were his eyes and eyebrows. It's the exact same photo of what from the taxi cab. You could easily match up. If he was just out there, like as we know him now, I wouldn't be able to say, look at him and go, that's the killer.
He should have shaved his eyebrows and his head. He did. You know what? He wasn't thinking.
I would have dressed as a chick.
That's an option too.
The first thing I would have done.
Get a disguise.
I would have borrowed one of Drabby's dresses.
That's a weird shot.
Anyway, I just
he's done. He's caught.
It's a terrible, terrible. And my buddy Tom did not like my answer. You know, he did not like my answer. And I said, listen.
Well, Tom doesn't have kids.
He doesn't have kids, and you know, I'm sure a lot of people would.
Hey,
why have a hard time turning my?
Why didn't he use like one of those? They have like one of those stocking things that you put over your face.
Yeah,
but it has like a printed face on it.
Yeah, we've seen all that.
You've seen those.
Right.
Clips,
he should have bought one of those.
Why are those not being used all the time?
He should have worn that Kanye one to do the crime.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Of course.
Again, he should have worn the Ethan Hunt mask from Mission Impossible.
He didn't think it all through.
He didn't think it through nearly as well.
He should have had a car waiting for him somewhere, just, you know, parked in a parking lot, and just started driving west, and had an apartment already rented.
Yeah, Michael Myers Halloween mask.
He should have had it like an isolated cabin already staked out.
Yeah, his bug out location
with stocked full of supplies and provisions.
Do you actually think you could have done this crime and gotten away with it in the same time of day he did and everything in New York City? I don't think you could. Too many cameras.
Too many cameras.
They're gonna see you emanate from somewhere. And they're going to see you getting into something.
I would have had my hideout all ready to go instead of just not knowing what to do.
You'd have a hideout, but you would get caught getting to and from. There's cameras everywhere.
I don't know, Valdez.
Every square inch of our country is
documented.
I'll give
him this. Valdez is a very meticulous planner.
I agree.
He would have everything accounted for.
I agree. Between you and Lurch, you would have the best shot. But I don't think you could do it.
Well, I would have used one of those those stocking masks.
You'd have to have some sort of like so many like. Fake
I also,
cards,
I'm not stupid enough to
hold cash.
To keep the gun and the suppressor on me.
Well, maybe he was going to do more.
You would have shot him with J.O. seasoning. You would have immediately been apprehended, Valdez.
Careful over there, cakes. So you're talking about the crab cakes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it's called, right?
Yes. J.O. number two.
J.O. number two seasoning. Yes. Valdez busted right at the scene.
I just think if they want to bust you. They can catch. I mean, they freaking got Saddam Hussein in a spider hole. I mean, they know where everybody in the world is.
Once the FBI is involved,
once they get everybody involved, you're cooked. I just don't think you could do it.
But certain killers can go on the run for longer than five
days. Eric Rudolph, how long was he hiding in the wilderness?
Right.
Like a long time.
I mean,
if he
would have just gone into the woods.
30 years ago. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Okay,
technology today.
The FBI existed 30 years ago.
I would have had
literally Google Earth images of everything real time. Like, I just don't think you could do it.
I would have had.
Well, especially coming out of New York.
Yes.
I mean, if he would have killed somebody in Altoona and then went to New York, it's a little different.
The only way I think you could almost do it is a sniper in trees from 1,000 feet away. No one knows.
Well, I mean, there are unsolved murders all the time, but
Yeah, because when you're no the most resources.
When you're the most wanted man in
right.
the
when they
world,
put the resources into yeah. it, they're gonna bust you.
Yeah, it was just a matter of time, and he can't outsmart
they
the
got
feds.
Saddam out of a hole in the ground in the desert, middle of nowhere. Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
That's the most impressive thing I've ever seen. That and Elon's jet engine
well, also,
landing backwards.
Also,
into the thing.
Finding Bin Laden in the just. Hiding yeah. out in Pakistan, that was pretty impressive.
Well, that was
too.
A little easier because they had a 7-footer walking around the roof in wherever he was.
Okay, but a lot of the intel wasn't pointing at that spot in yeah. Pakistan.
Yeah,
that was an impressive find.
Yeah, they got.
I've
seen Zero Dark 30 a few too many times.
What were we gonna say? I just hope that Luigi enjoys being treated like a prostitute in a. Hotel room.
I don't think he's going to enjoy it, but that's
he'll
probably
for the next
happen.
25 years.
He'll probably kill himself.
Pretty Nate, cheery EP.
Nate Diaz is charged with battery.
Biggest story in the country.
What's going on with your boy, Drabby? Former UFC star Nate Diaz has been charged with battery after he's accused of striking a Vegas nightclub employee during. Oh, it's an altercation that happened earlier in the year. It took place back in August. They were trying to get into the Omnia at Caesar's Palace. Oh, yeah, there's video of it.
I mean, Nate Diaz being arrested for a brawl is the least surprising news story of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he forget he's just supposed to brawl people in the octagon? He's not supposed to hit, like, bouncers?
Well, that's right. What they've been doing their whole lives, fighting right. guys.
And last but not least, Lisa Kudrow says, you know, everybody... And I think it's true that the Friends cast it seems to be from afar, yeah. our perception, that they were very close, mm-hmm. you know, and they tell all these great stories. Once they finished filming, though,
yep.
they apparently got together, the six of them, for like a meal.
Yep.
One time.
Really?
One time.
One time in
pretty
like the last
friends.
20-some, 30 years.
We get together with the horse camps more often.
One time? Really?
One time.
They're running it once?
Yeah.
Well, especially because weren't they all in it together for like the same pay? Right?
Yeah,
they all held out together.
And I do think that they appeared to be very close. I find it believable, plausible.
Right. And then when Matthew Perry died, they were like
boo-hooing
together.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. But you know what it shows? It's like when you don't reach out to your friends that you love, but you're lazy.
Out of sight, out of mind.
And you're doing, you know what I mean? And you got friends, you're like, man,
you go your separate ways.
We should be hooking up more. Like we should be having dinner or something. What happens?
Right, coming up in about 25 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Wizards take on Charlotte.
We got D. Smith.
December 19th. Demoris Smith, former executive director of the NFLPA. He'll join us next. Welcome back to...
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The show Junk's on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980. We're joined now in studio by a longtime friend of the show, Demoris Smith. He's the former executive director of the NFL PA, and he's in studio with us.
He brought
Welcome
in some
back.
Cocktails, too.
Yeah, he of did. Course. He's always this got is my private stash of Don Coyo tequila.
Oh, boy.
That's kind of like
if
a
if it was the Christmas
thing.
Show, I would do one, but I got to drive to the dentist, so I'm going to stay away.
That's kind of a thing people
I'm here
don't
for
know.
Teeth cleaning.
Yeah, right.
D always comes prepared,
hey,
whether
man.
You're on the golf course.
Come on, man.
He's always prepared.
He's never empty-handed.
No. It makes my golf game so much better.
Yeah.
Well, you need a little swing lube, right?
Oh, 100%.
Not too much, but just a tad.
Sometimes maybe too much.
Okay. By the way, immediately, and I heard you guys talking about it, I had to go pee-pee during a break, but you look... lighter.
Oh man,
you look
thank you
healthier
thank you, you had me at hello
not that you didn't look healthy before but like I'm getting bloated and gross and you're getting lighter and man. Skinnier
hey 15 pounds of stress is gone
right
yeah
are you the happiest you've ever been right now
1000% living my best life
how many years were you in the job
15
15 years,
dude.
Wow.
15 and an. Oh,
and
you
we
remember me with hair.
Intimately
hair.
Involved with you in a sort of a professional way for like 15 years.
100%. You guys were there when we got locked out that day. You did the show from the
that's
office.
That's right.
That's right.
Come on, man.
That was
I'll never forget looking into Drew Brees' eyes.
That's when Drew Brees was there.
100%.
Brees' eyes. That was you would have fallen.
By the way, Bickle, that was the same day as the big ass tsunami in Japan.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Same
oh, you're right.
Yeah. We were watching it on
1000%.
That's true.
Well, you were there when Brees was there. Think about it. Yeah. Brees was there.
Yeah.
Foxworth was there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jeff Saturday was there. Mike Vrabel was there.
That was a big deal.
Oh, Vrabel was there? I don't remember that.
Yeah, man. That was.
Dude, I'm just telling you, Breeze has eyes like Cal. They're dreamy.
They're dreamy.
They're dreamy. Yeah. Drabby, you
crystal clear blue.
You would have changed teams. I'm telling you.
I believe you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, look, he and you know two dudes. He and Tom Brady, same thing.
Oh, really?
And Tom's a low talker. You know.
Hey, dude. So here's the thing. Right. So
good
for,
to see you. Oh, yeah. So good to see.
For
you,
people that don't know, so
I can't believe it's 15 years. Wow.
D's son and my son went to school together. Okay. That's and right. D's the reason why my son went there. Had an amazing experience. And so the Smith family, they're like family.
Both,
right?
Yeah.
They're like family. Our family. Us. Our families. His parents. He knows my mom. You know everybody.
And then D's son went on to play.
He played at Maryland. And he's still playing in the PLL.
Won a natty at Maryland, correct?
Yep.
Right
yep.
Now he's a big silly at a big firm that you've heard of a million times in New York City, grinding his ass off. But
is he asking D for cash to pay some of the bills?
He doesn't need any cash. He's doing fine.
He makes me pay for every meal.
New York ain't cheap.
No, it is not cheap.
Place ain't cheap.
Every meal.
But being around D a lot when our kids were in high school together, so, you know, all the games, D's always was working two phones.
Oh, yeah.
At least two. That's, you know, and I'd be like, what are you doing? And he's like, he'd literally be texting Tom Brady.
I can't
what are you doing? Or Peyton Manning hitting him up, you know.
Or my BFF, Roger Goodell, who's a great guy.
Who you love. Right.
You don't understand, Jason.
I can't imagine how many times.
It was constant. Yeah. And then every time somebody gets busted for, like, a DWI or a drug
assault
thing.
Battery.
Or anything that happens in life, but it happens when you're in charge of a couple thousand people.
He's like, oh, look what Henry Ruggs did.
That
job,
let me tell you something. Nightmare. Your job, the money's great. That job sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the money was awesome.
But that job sucked.
I made like $4.
We covet a little more than the next guy.
No, the money is great. That job sucked.
I can't imagine how many times you woke up at 1 a.m. thinking about something at, you know, work related.
Oh man!
And then couldn't get back to sleep.
Never. I would keep a little pad by my bed, you know, by my bed. Wake up, and now, dude, I don't set an alarm.
Right. Oh, so jelly.
He told me he went on one trip. Do you remember? I think it was when you first left after 15 years on the job. I think you went out to California and you literally unplugged.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't talk to a human.
For days.
For like a week.
Yeah, it was lovely.
You're off the grid.
It was lovely.
You were like in Santa Barbara or something. You were
we went to California and then we went for a month to Australia.
No, but this was like just you.
Yeah, just me. No, just
like,
unplugged.
It's like an air rock,
4 days.
Like darkness retreat, but not
man.
This
don't ever compare me. That's just we all love each other too much for that one, man. Yeah. It's like right, Nosferatu. So
you and A-Rod.
No, but hold on. He didn't talk to a human.
Oh yeah, it was lovely.
He would just have coffee.
Not even your wife.
Wasn't there.
JP's nightmare.
Wasn't there.
JP would never do that.
Wasn't there. Just me and my friend Johnny Walker Blue and Don Coyle.
Those are good friends to bring along. Good,
you know what? They never talk back.
They don't.
They do not.
So I know you have big plans. You have something. I know you're teaching. I know you're working on something. Can we talk about what you're working on or no? We'll just wait.
We'll wait because I'll come here and break it, which will be fun.
Okay.
But yeah, fun stuff, teaching and, you know, thoughts for my students out at Pepperdine with the wildfires.
That's incredible.
That's where you wanted to go. Tell D your whole deal. In high school, Jason's whole deal was.
I wanted to go to either UC Santa Barbara or Pepperdine.
You wanted to be recruited by those schools.
You picked well.
Yeah.
You picked well.
Well, I'll tell you what was scary is watching those students in the, I don't know if there was a student center or the library.
Where they were sheltering.
Where the fires are right outside the windows. In Malibu. I mean, it's incredible.
It's
80
tough.
Mile per hour gust, the Santa Ana winds, and that's that campus is on fire.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. So I spoke to a few of the students yesterday, spoke to my dean yesterday. Everybody's safe, thankfully. But yeah, wild to see.
Man, so I hope that goes
away
quick.
That we have a place now. In, that's what I hear. That's a word on the street now.
I think the it's the Kevin Jones way, you know, basketball coach at St. Andrews, wonderful guy. I think Kevin has adopted my place in Venice Beach as his.
Right?
Going
we got
forward.
A place
so
in Venice
you,
Beach.
All of you, we have a spot. Pack.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, so sweet.
Yeah.
I mean,
that whole area. I mean, we could never afford to live there. He can.
Yeah.
But, oh, here we go again.
But it's an incredible place.
Oh,
on
it's
the
gorgeous. And by the way,
it's a great place to visit. I would say that.
I teach. I just do it for the kids.
Those
goofy
bono,
kids.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, are you going
to like commuting and all that crap?
No. I go out there and stay for 3 months.
Yeah, but like the drive, like the 405 and all that crap.
It's 25 minutes.
So it's fine.
In my convertible. Okay. Okay, I had to throw it back, man. You just got to hit a little, back.
Look, he's living his best life.
Come on, man.
We are not living our best
lives. Hold on. Be honest. Aren't you worried there's going to be some big tumor or something somewhere? Because life's so good right now.
Got to bring him down.
Wow.
He's got my brain works.
I did up until a second ago.
He's not working his ass off like he did back in the day. And then you got to talk about a tumor doing push-ups.
Dude, we're not doing it. No. Here? Hey, by the way, the big thing is 2 weeks, daughter getting married.
That's awesome. Ah,
my son-in-law is in the room. Future son-in-law, Sam. Huge fan of the Junkies.
I played golf with Sam.
Listen to what he did. Listen to what D and these guys did. So I had to show up late. I came from work. I came to the event, and I was playing with D's group. And tell them what you did.
Well, first of all, love my future son-in-law. But you know, the fact that he just believes, he wants to believe. Mm-hmm. So as soon as he showed up, you saw Eric's name on the sheet, and he said, "Oh my God, are we really playing golf with?"
We have the privilege of playing with Eric. Pickle.
I'm like, hey man, pump the brakes, right?
People feel that way.
Yeah. They're mostly
common.
Most of them are getting out of prison soon. But
bring him a training aid.
Great. I said, great guy. Except, hey, Sam, you just got to remember, EB's deaf in his left ear. So when he gets here, just talk really loud. And he goes, so really? No problem. So today he's not deaf, actually.
Yeah, so now he's telling him that I'm not deaf.
That is so
I had
funny.
No idea I'm playing with him, and he's yelling at me.
He's like, why is this guy yelling?
Deaf in one ear.
That is a hilarious bit.
Great bit.
Hey, man, that's what we do. That's what we do.
That is funny.
That's what you do to family. That's what you do to family.
That's right.
Yeah, getting married down the street. Shout out to District Winery. Mm-hmm. In 2 weeks, getting married at 7 p.m. Is that right?
Earlier.
Is it really? Earlier. Okay, I should probably know when that is.
Get close to the mic. If I remember correctly, you work with like one of these, like, is it like a flag football thing or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's called Flagstar Football.
Right.
Yeah, we got like 10,000 kids across the area. Leagues are all throughout the DMV. Yeah, a ton of fun.
To get back at him, you should have said, D, the wedding's at 7.
Shows up late. By the way, do you know on what unleveled amount of abuse that I'm not going to take about not knowing the time of the wedding?
Yeah, wow.
Screw that up.
And it's not like it was an hour difference. It's a 3-hour difference.
Yeah, I got a thing at 7.
You got
7.
Stuff going
I got a thing.
On.
I got stuff.
So, yeah, it's big. And here's the thing. I also know, D, here's this. Can I say this secret?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to say it. You can dump it if you don't want me to.
The winner.
Right. I don't think he really cared that much about football. He just cared about the issues. He don't watch. It's not like he's sitting home grinding watching football games.
Is that a secret? I mean,
no, I think you talked about that before.
Yeah. Well, you know, I honestly came to the conclusion that the only way to do the job well is to not be a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because, you know, the fan wants the game to go on. I think the leader of the union, you know, had to like the game, but you had to love the players more. Right, mm-hmm. Because you have to be willing to not play.
Yeah, but
the game.
You had to go to games and all that stuff and glad.
I'd go and shake
all...
the, you know, yeah. shake some hands. But
having
you know,
a deal with Goodell.
Oof. Oh, you know, man, what a funny guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a great.
Roger right now because now there's no like it doesn't matter. Like, you could do whatever.
I mean,
you want.
We chat. You I mean, we don't do the couples massages anymore.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean,
no couples vacation.
No, not anymore. Anyway, yeah. What would I say?
You guys have cordial. Professional. So cordial.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean,
are there guys that you would like f you like?
Oh
adversaries,
yeah. Like
owners?
Almost everybody.
Like owners.
Oh yeah.
Adversarial relationship to this day.
To this day.
Yeah.
To this day. I mean, they are some of the worst people I have ever met in my life.
How many times did you deal with Snyder? Face to face.
You know what's weird about...
Or was he always just out?
No, what was weird about Dan is he was never on any major committees, you know, not on the labor committee, so we never negotiated with him.
They didn't put him on any.
Right, because they hated his guts.
1,000%. Yeah, you could be on the future party committee. But Dan and I would talk at the games a lot, and we actually got along.
He was fine in that scenario.
Well, fine, except
for he was boozing.
You could have
a bunch of those bottles like you brought in.
You could literally have a conversation with him and be halfway in the conversation, and he would just walk away. It's like the weirdest, you know, just odd thing. But but for the most part, we wouldn't spit.
Sounds like normal human behavior.
Who was your favorite owner to do business with? Just in terms of his personality.
Trying to think of someone who's passed away.
Oh, so it's that bad. Huh?
Did
you like Jerry? He's one. Oh, so Jerry's on the list.
Here's what I'll say about Jerry.
So Jerry's on the list.
Jerry is one of
breaking news or something.
Jerry's literally one of the. I mean, he might be one of the worst humans
Is that true?
Well, I mean, come on, man. Well, just about the stuff that's public. I mean, you know. The supposed daughter that sued him for paternity. You know, he's in the elevator with the women of whatever.
Well, Snyder's up there, too.
So, you know, the Post did a huge story on him. You know, he was actually on the steps, you know, apparently staring at, you know, black kids who were trying to integrate his high school in Arkansas. I mean, you know, on the list of guys that you'd want to, like, break bread with, I mean, you know. Now, he has a couple of redeeming qualities. One, he does make me laugh. I mean, he is hysterical. He's one of the funniest people.
So you can laugh at a guy that you find despicable.
I can laugh. I can certainly laugh at him. But but I can laugh with him.
You can compartmentalize it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry's funny. And the only other redeeming quality that he has is he knows a deal point. So, and you know, with my job, you know, we've got to find a deal point. And a number of the owners.
He's a good businessman, would you say?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's incredibly bright when it comes to business. I mean, look, the what he runs in Dallas, you know, that he started to do almost 20 years ago, literally a boiler room of how to sell tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of transcended that market, and now everybody's doing what he's doing. But, you know, the deal point thing is important because a number of the owners, it's very difficult to bargain with them. Because they don't have a deal point.
They don't get it.
They just don't know where they want to land.
They're not savvy. Mm. How many of those guys are rich and they're just freaking born rich, like Woody Johnson type thing?
Yeah.
Where they don't have necessarily, like at least Jerry had a resume, built himself up, right?
I probably can't say Lucky Sperm Club, right?
Sure you could.
Oh, just did.
Sure
you could. Sorry, okay.
Sure you could.
Yeah,
what
I mean, a lot of these
guys are like that, like don't have the accomplishments. Even though he's a jerk, he's got accomplishments.
I mean, you know, you deal with a guy like Ursay in Indianapolis. Yeah. You know, the guy gets pulled over, drunk driver. He's got a trash bag full of drugs and, you know, $100,000. I mean, the guy comes out, two months ago, and he says, hey, you know, I was arrested because I was rich and I was white. I mean, you're like, I mean, really, you're going to spend that much time with that guy? I mean, you know, he wakes up.
Who's a good guy? Give me one good one.
He said they're not alive.
You know what? Mr. Rooney, you know, who was a former ambassador to Ireland, was really smart, really good to me, a really good guy. The rest of them, I mean, Robert Kraft is brilliant. He's a friend. He understands he probably is the smartest owner to deal with. But also, I mean, he's a tough guy.
When we come back, we'll have more with Demoris Smith, former executive director of the NFLPA, and you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Wizards on December 19th. Bank local, cheer local, in business every day is game day. Business is always moving, up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Caller number 10 right now. You're going to score a pair of tickets to the Where the Party At tour featuring Nelly and the St. Lunatics, Ja Rule, Eve, Jermaine Dupri, and more. That's Wednesday, July 23rd at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. Coming up in about 7 or 8 minutes, your chance to win a pair of Wizards tickets to see them take on Charlotte on December 19th.
I'll do a little listening. I got a client meeting.
A little sip.
I think I have two client meetings today.
Okay, then a little sip.
All right, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for you. It's organic.
It's medicinal.
Yeah. I think it's good for tooth pain.
Oh, well, definitely good for any pain.
You should drink the whole bottle.
My dentist said that, actually.
Yeah. Do you ever chew on garlic?
Garlic, it does. It releases like a natural analgesic. I'm telling you guys. You got to try it.
I don't know. He said, never mind.
Bring some in.
It just makes you reprehensible. You can have a little bit.
I shouldn't, but I'll have a little bit.
Come on. You can't turn down booze.
Give him one. What about cakes?
I mean, the smallest drop ever, sure. It would be rude. It would be rude to say no.
This is so little, it's insulting. I need
my God. See, I'm looking out for you.
I actually look at this and think, like, that's a lot. That's more than a taste. That's more than just a taste right there.
There you go. That's good.
That is good.
It is good.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We need another cup. We need another cup, Mike. Can you find it? Fresh out?
I hooked up
Don't worry. All right. You can share. You're going to be a future father-in-law. I mean, come on.
Is this like
this is when the hazing starts?
Is this
right?
Is this a sipping drink or is this a?
It's a sipping.
I'm sipping it.
Yeah. But you can do. You know what? You can do whatever you want.
Happy holidays. Merry I'm Christmas. More of a
sipper.
All that.
I'm a sipper too.
Than a slammer.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah. Those days. Life. Those days are over.
Mm.
Right.
All right. So you're gonna come back. When we have a big announcement. Can we say when?
Like we have a time why don't frame? We do right after Super Bowl?
Okay. So oh, really? early Feb.
Yeah, early Feb.
Is that a good time?
Yeah, that'll be great.
Hey, can I get Name a it. Sneak preview?
100%.
That would be awesome.
You know what? Hey. I'll give you all a early thing.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
An early taste,
is there
if
a,
you will.
Is there a chance we might be in the thing?
You are in the thing.
Oh. Interesting.
You are in the thing. Can't give any more, you know.
You're included.
You are.
It's good to be included.
Well, look, that's, nice. You know, anyway, you guys were huge about the story. Yeah. I mean, you know, think about it though. I mean, I came out of nowhere for this job. Kind of the first place where everybody I met the public was this show.
I mean, it is a huge platform. Come on.
I am not even kidding. When I walk around DMV, I'll walk by people and they'll go look at me and they go, "Hey man, aren't you the?" And I'll say, "Yeah, the NFLPA guy." And they'll go, "No. Aren't you the guy that goes in the junkies?"
Junkie's friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
That's how you're known.
Are you gonna work on your golf game or?
Man, my really golf game, it needs work.
No, but you don't care. It's
he's
not
out
a,
in Malibu.
It's not a priority
be...
for you.
I'm not like to teach and do
this stuff. And I see you consulting with. By the way, are you cashing in now too with that consulting?
It's worked out well. Let's say.
Yeah. When are we gonna start consulting?
What a scam!
We need to start consulting.
So that's why. Because I think you would be like on the range all the time grinding.
Yeah, I'll go twice a week.
You do? You're hitting balls?
Yeah, you know, Karen plays almost three times a week.
Well, your wife's good.
She's very good.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's an athlete.
Yeah.
But I every time I see you, you're not that interested in playing golf.
Well, look, if it's 40 degrees, I'm not going to go.
You're more or less the bartender.
If it looks like it's going to... Man, I'm a great bartender on a golf course. Man,
you're the guy to have.
I miss my freaking calling. Yeah. I'm that dude. Yeah, and we've had a taste on a golf course. But yeah, you know what? I'm just not that...
So what do you like to do for fun?
Because
you're so serious.
Pickleball?
I'm so serious.
No, tennis? Like you're always teaching.
I do a little pickleball. I read. I'm a huge surfer.
You're a surfer?
No. Okay, I mean, the first thing is anybody was like, okay, I want to see him get into a wetsuit, and then I want to see him get out.
A lot of sharks out there. Be careful.
I need more lotion. I mean, they chafe. But I read a lot. Kind of hang out, but I'm not a big. I mean, golf, I like it, but I'm not gonna
tennis.
I'm not a big tennis guy, you know. I mean, I
do you go to any sporting events that you like?
Lacrosse,
right?
Okay.
I mean, look, I still love. I love high school lacrosse. Love college lacrosse. Love.
Son won a natty, by the way.
Yeah.
It's pretty freaking
that's pretty
cool.
You know, and look, the PLL is cool. I mean, I hope they keep growing.
Yeah.
And I hope they, you know, there's some things they need to.
Lacrosse league.
Some things that on the horizon for them that I think are really exciting, especially women's lacrosse. But yeah, I mean, sporting events. By the way, I know I'm going to break some news. I started watching football again.
You did?
Unbelievable.
And now you enjoy it.
Hey, if I need a good silly tickets, can I still hit you up?
Yeah, sure.
Connections?
80%? 70.
70%.
Yeah, if you give me like 2 weeks, I know a guy who knows a guy.
Right.
Yeah, but I can hook you up for that. But no, I went to the Commanders game, and dang if guys didn't. I was at the
Titans or
the
Cowboys?
No, the touchdown, you know, the Hail Mary.
Bears game.
Come on, man.
The Bears?
We were at the Cowboys game.
I mean, it was insane. Too?
Really?
Right.
Well, look, I haven't seen a game like that in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here.
What's the future of us watching football? And I know you're a big part of it, and you monetize it all, so you did your job.
Yep.
But I don't like being on a million channels and freaking internet.
That drives me crazy.
What's going to happen? Am I going to have to pay for every game?
Netflix is going to break when I'm trying to watch the Ravens.
What's the future of us watching football 5 years from now?
It's kind of one of my gripes, and obviously, you're right. I mean, my job was to make sure that the players got the money.
But as a fan, it's freaking hard to know where anything is.
As a fan, it drives me crazy. To sit there and I feel like, I feel like my grandfather now, right? You know, you're sitting there at the TV and you're like turning to turn wife, like, where's the game?
What's this Peacock thing?
What's it on?
Amazon.
I think that there is nothing over on the league side right now that would act as a check on trying to monetize everything. There's just nothing there. I mean, the owners only think about how do we monetize everything.
Right.
Is cable TV as we know it dead 5 years from now?
I think maybe 10 years from now. Dead. I mean, it's
heading
just
in that direction.
You look at the, I mean, you know, we went through the cycle, right? We had the cords, then we had the cord cutters. We have cord nevers.
Yeah.
You know, people who've never had cable. And so that's only going to get larger. So I think what's scary for a fan, and I think I'm becoming one, is this unbridled greed. Mm.
D, we wish we had more time.
Thanks, buddy.
We're up against
always
the
great to see you guys.
It's great to see you. It's D Smith.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you guys.
Of the NFLPA.
Appreciate
you. For the drink.
You're
10th than caller right
already
now.
Already pummeled mine, Bickle.
At 800-636-1067, you're going to score a pair of tickets to see the Wizards Thursday, December 19th, as they take on Charlotte. The first 10,000 fans in attendance get a Wizards quilted bucket hat. So 10th caller right now wins B. Mitch and Finley. They're coming up next here on The Fan.